Beis. About 7 lines into the Gemara. For the Markash of the Tepe, why are we concerned with the people touching the Shulchan? The Kli Eitzah Asa L'Nachas, it's a Kli Eitzah, which is made to keep in, to be settled. Touching the shulchan. Chol kliyetz which is made to stay stationary, be immobile, is not matame. My time. Why is that? Because dumi the sakbin, and it has to be compared to the Torah compares it to a sackcloth, a bag. Masak metalti moli rekom. Just like the sack can be moved even when it's full. Call metaltim oli berekum. So also only things in mekabel tuma made out of wood are things which are can be moved when they're moli and rekum, even when they're moli. Somewhere says, and this is kept stationary. The Mor says no. Hainami mitalti moli berekim. The shulchan is moved. Kiddush lakish, damrish lakish. In other words, when you have the lechem upon him on the shulchan, so you keep it where it is, and that's all the time. Mor says no. They would actually move the shulchan. Damrish lakish. Ma'aluch siv. Al shulchan ha'tahor lifnei Hashem. It says Al Shulchan HaTahor on the Torah Shulchan. What does it mean on the Torah Shulchan? I mean, there's an option of it being Tomei. We see Rish Lakish is saying from this pasuk indicates that the Shulchan can accept Tuma. And then Rish Lakish asks himself, "Is the Bamai Kliyetz Osi Lenachasu Venam Makabel Tuma?" How could the pasuk indicate this makabel tuma, but it's made to be stationary? El melamed, the answer is it must be that they would lift up the shulchan during the regal. El maran brother other regalim, they would show the people who came up to Yerushalayim to other regal lechem panim. They would show them a lechem panim. You should see how the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a special love for Klal Yisrael, that the Lechem Apanim is there, sitting there for 9 days on the Shulchan, and it's still fresh and warm like the day it was baked.
9 days.
Dabar Yeshua ben Levi. Neis gadol nasa b'lechem apanim. Kisiduroi kach siluka. There was a tremendous neis b'lechem apanim. That the way that it went in, that's the way it comes out. Shemar, it says that David Melech was running away. He comes to Achimelech in the city of Noiv, and he says he and his men are in Sakana. They have not had anything. And Achimelech gives him the only thing they have available to give was the lechem upon him. But the pasuk says the only lechem was lechem upon him, which is that they're taken. He took them from where they were left lifnei Hashem. Asum lechem chayim b'yam hilok chayim, where they were on the place where they were kept to put the warm bread. The day that it was taken off. So it's warm bread when the day is taken off. So it was baked on Erev Shabbos. It was put on the Shulchan the next day on Shabbos. It was stayed there for 7 days till the following Shabbos. And they would take it off and it was still hot. So the Shulchan was brought. There's some what happened exactly. Did they take it out? When they said they showed it to the Klai, so to see the Rechiba, so how exactly could they see the Rechiba unless they would take it all the way out and show it to the people? And the Shvitvoa in Yuma, it says that they didn't take it out. They didn't, you know, totally take it out because it had to stay in the Hechel. But they would, but they would, the nace was, how could they tell that it was fresh? There was a steam which would come out of it. They would see the steam rising out of the lechem. So either the pshat, they would take it all. So the question was, who's touching? Who are we worried about touching the shulchan? So once they were taking it out on regals, so then the chashash is anybody. If you learn that they took it all the way out, if you learn they didn't, so it was still in the hechel. So then the concern would be kahanim, which are mayor. Since we discussed this, who are we worried about? So I told you we'll have to wait and see in the Gemara who it is. So that's the question we had to send this piece of Gemara. And they took it out. But the worst is, meanwhile, we see that it was a kli which has moved. So therefore, there is tumah which would be effective to it. Let's see Rashi.
Not an issue of can or can't be moved, but an issue of whether or not it could be moved in the regular course of events.
I'm sorry, give me the two choices again.
One is whether or not the item can be moved due to weight, like for instance, a full bookcase, wooden bookcase.
Right. That's the usual case, right?
Whereas here, it was light enough, it could be moved. It's just that it isn't moved.
That was correct. Well, over here, because there was a reason, there was a compelling reason why it wasn't moved. Well, the more assumed that the halacha required that it had to stay there. Well, the lechem panim has to stay on the shulchan, because we say even they're taking it out, I mean, they don't have an option of tefillah on the shulchan.
Placement of it, but rather that the bread was on it.
Right. Even the last part says lechem haparim lefanai tomid, which passes we mean in the hechel. So if you only took it all the way out, so you'd understand that tomid is explaining that the lechem haparim should be on it, but not to say that it should be lefanai in the hechel. If you learn like the Ritva that the Bedavka kept it inside because they couldn't take it out of the Hechel, so it had to be that was Lofanai to me. See Rashi, but typically, Inami Noga B'Shulchan, why don't we derive this, address this issue from the following point? Even if they would touch a Shulchan, Lomitamu, Leitz, I can make a tome. The Hakli Eitz Osir Lanachetz V'Mokem Echad, which is made to stay stationary in one place. Duminasak Binan. Linyan Tuma Hukshu Kli Eitz Lasak. The Torah equates Kli Eitz, wooden vessels, and a sack. The Siv Kosher Yipolalov Mehem B'Moysom Yitmo. If a sheretz falls onto these items, that sheretz, it'll be metame them. We call kliyets, oy beged, oy or, oy sack, from the following items. So it puts kliyets together in that pasuk with beged, or, and sack. Masak metatam ole berekim. It's made to, the idea is you use the bag to carry something, so it's made to, even if it's full, it can still be moved. Yotze Hosi Lanachas, which excludes the sun, which is made to stay stationary, Deino Mitaltum Olibarekum. It's too large to be moved when it's full. Yotze Kliyetz Amachzik Mem Saw Belach, Shem Kurayim Beyabish. The Kliyetz, which would hold 40 saw of liquid, which would be the equivalent of 60 saw of dry items, because you could pile them high. So the loch is, those are not mekabel tumah. Shav abishim mitaltel reikon, even though you can move the kli when it's empty, and mitaltel mole, shim mitaltel lenu, mole is yishover. I mean, if you move the kli with all of that items inside of it, the weight of that, try to pick it up, the weight would damage, would break the kli. Shachon HaTzohar, the Pasuk says, Shemarti Sheitor, the Bereshit is saying, be careful to make sure that it's Torah. which means b'chlal shehu roy l'tumah, means that there's a possibility of tumah. And Rish Lakish says, he's talking to himself, "Loi kli eitz also l'nachas." Why? So they show klai so siluka kisidura she siluka l'shabbos abo cham kiyem sidura. When you take it away in the shop, take it on the Shabbos, it's as warm as when they put it in. Cham b'yom elachuchoy. So it says it's warm, it's fresh, and the day that you take it off, she'cham b'yom elachuchoy me'al shulchan. It's still going to be fresh and warm bread when the day you take it off of the table. Now, furthermore, Kasha, but typically, back in the Gemara, Mishum Tzipui, you're raising the question that it's Kliyei Tzosel Anachas, and you're answering because, like Rish Lakish said, that, well, it was moved. Kliyei Tzosel Anachas only applies to wood. It doesn't apply to metal. The Shulchan was overlaid with gold. So why don't we say that the main part of the Shulchan is the gold, and therefore the question which I just asked you before is an irrelevant question. There's nothing to do with the fact that it's stationary, because if it's metal, it's stationary is irrelevant.
Well, is the gold the main portion?
Well, that's what Moore's going to discuss. We have a kli made out of wood, and it's overlaid with a metal. How do we look at that? Typically, mishum tzipui. Let's derive the tumah. Not from the fact that it's mobile, but from the fact that it's overlaid. The Haltanan, have a mission of Kalim. Hashulchan v'hadulfaki was like a. So we're going to bring a mission that we define the kli by the tzipui. So it says a table. Dulfaki was a smaller, like a chair. Rashi says over here in the Mishnah, where they say it was like a small table. It was like a serving table on the side. Shenifchasu, that they the top of them broke through. So therefore, they're no longer. There's a break in them, which is a way to mitar them. You get a big hole in the middle of the kli. Oh, shechifon b'shayish, or you overlaid them with marble. Is that the Mishnah? But if shayir b'mokum hanochas kaisus, if there was an area, there's still an area left which is large enough to put the cups on, even though there's this hole in the middle, or even though you've covered it with marble, but you left the wood open, the place to hold the cups, that's a large enough place to say that it's still makabel tuma, because marble is stone. Klivonim are not the kabel tuma. But the answer is this is not only a stone kli, because it's part of where the wood is still visible and still, usable. It's not sufficient that it holds cups. It's large enough to hold where you can put your portions. So then it's the Makabotum. But so you see from there that we had it been totally covered, even though there's wood on the bottom, it was overlaid with this marble on top, that's considered the definition of the kli. So the same thing over here. Bechitema, maybe you're going to answer me that even though I see from over there that the tzipui, the covering is the main thing, but over here by the shulchan, Shani Ateshitim de Chashibi Veloy Bat. We were talking about Ateshitim. Shulchan made out of Ateshitim was very, very chashiv wood. It doesn't become secondary to the layer. It's overlaid. It's overlay. So Hanichal Rish Lakish, this will depend. That'll go good like Rish Lakish. The Omar Loishonu Elibakli. Ach salgim haboyim medinas yam. Okli misamim loy botli is sharper. So he differentiates between the types of wood, but I don't know what the difference between these woods are. They probably they just they're probably
Ach, so I had the same thing.
Yeah, they just translated it. Okay. It broke through. So you see, Rish Lakish differentiates between the type of wood. So this type, what that. So depending on the type of wood, it's sometimes it's not bottle. So we can say that atashitim is the same thing. But El Rebbech and Amar Filah B'Kli Mesamim Nami Badli, he says that even the kelim from of Mesamim, which are more choshev, the halacha is. Is bottle, so atashitim is not better than that. So make a member. So again, the metal overlay should define the kli, and therefore the fact that it's immobile is irrelevant. Maybe you'll make the following differentiation. It depends on how strong the overlay is. So maybe you'll say that you have an overlay which can stand. So an overlay which can stand has a chshivus to it, and it's not, therefore it defines the kli. An overlay which can't stand, we'll define stand in a second, is not chashav enough to define the kli, and therefore the main thing of the kli is the wood. And the wood was made to be stationary. That was the kasha before. So Rashi says that the definition of oimid is it's not attached well. So if it's not attached well, it can't define the kli. Suppose if it was attached well, so then it can't define the kli. That's more suggestive.
And
we'll suggest over here that was the case of the mikdash, that it wasn't attached well.
How was it attached?
In the mikdash? Normally you would assume with nails, you would bang it in with nails.
Yeah, but
if it wasn't, I said it wasn't attached well, so it means the nails weren't put in yafet.
Maybe it was made like a tefillin cap, it was just made to go over it.
Maybe. I remember once looking at a sefer. He discusses exactly how thick was the layer of the gold. But the Morse says, but that answer really is not a good answer, because Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. That Mishnah where we discuss is we define by the Mishnah we just had in Kalim, Mishnah's Kalim. We define it by the case over there being the marble. Was it a tzipa oimid, or is there any difference between oimid or not oimid? And the chavis levaz vizov, levaz viziv. So this is Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, is this halacha make a difference? Levaz viziv was like a rim around. So let's say they overlaid the wood with shayish, but the rim is still visible. The rim is still wood. Is that called that the kli is now overlaid and covered or not? Lamalei Rabbi Yochanan answer back to Rish Lakish. Loishno b'tzipa oimid, loishno b'tzipa shen oimid, loishno b'chefes levaz v'ziv, loishno b'shen chefes levaz v'ziv. In all cases, tzipa defines the kli, even though it doesn't stand so well, and even though it doesn't cover every single part. Okay, so we're trying to figure out. So this kli now is considered a metal kli, and therefore the question before, whether the fact that it's stationary, is irrelevant. And that's what the Mor is asking, that we should have answered to that question. So the Mor says, Elashani Shulchan, Rechmona Karya Eitz, that even though it's overlaid with gold, Torah refers to it as Eitz, The Siv HaMizbeach is Eitz Shalosh Amas Gavoya. The Mizbeach is wood, 3 amas tall. Varker Shtayim Amas. Its length is 2 amas. Mixayas of Loy, it has corners. Varker Bekirisov, Eitz, and its length and its walls made out of wood. The pasuk ends off saying, "This is the table which is lifnei Hashem." So pasuk means beach b'sayim b'shulchan. It starts up with beach and ends up with shulchan. So the simplest level, the more it just means. So the pasuk is referring to both, and both of them refers to as eights. But the Mefarshim say that it's this pasuk is really referring to the shulchan, not the mizbeach, because the mizbeach was much larger than shalosh amos, etc. So, but meanwhile, the more it makes a drasha, got it a drasha. The mercy of Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Tamar Tavayel, they both say bismanche based on mitzvashkayim mizbeach mechaper aladim. Achshav, now that the Mizbech is longer here, Shulchan Shal Odom Mechaper Lav. A table which invites guests and takes care of poor people, takes care of others, that table will be the source of kapara for a person when the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbech is no longer there. Zakrashi.
Now, why couldn't you say, well, we see from here that if you have a Shulchan that is overlaid with gold, that it's still called by the, you know, the bud, and so therefore, by any other case, we should learn out that the, you know, the fact that it's overlaid doesn't take away that, you know, the main part.
It theoretically would be shy, just by the Torah. The Torah. It's interesting. The more it brings the pasuk in Yecheskel, which is referring to the mizbeach, to the shulchan, because mizbeach at that time was made out of stone. As opposed to the mizbeach, which was transported with them, so referring to the shulchan. So yeah, it's mistaber in the shulchan, of the pasuk. The Torah refers to it as atishitim. So we understand it has a cheshivas to it, etc. So, or it has the Torah wants this to be considered eights. I mean, the Torah stresses the fact that it's eights. I wouldn't necessarily draw. This Mishnah is saying a logic. So I would have no proof from the pasuk against the logic of that the Mishnah is saying, because I can differentiate very easily between the shulchan of the mikdash, where the Torah specifically wants it to be eights, to any other shulchan. But typically, Zakrashi, the Mekabel Tuma Vafilu Hu Asur L'Nachas, the Chara, it should accept Tuma even if it's made to be stationary. Therefore, what was your question about stationary and the answer that you must move it around? Those things are irrelevant. But it's Mekabel Tuma Shum Tzipuyah because of its overlay, Shum Matechas, which is metal. The Torah does not equate metal kalim to sock, and if they're metal kalim, even if they're stationary, are makabelsim. D'atanan, the Bosat Tzipras, and we have a mission that says you define something by its overlay. Dolfakis kisei miskapo mechusa or. So Rashi is over here. It was a folding chair, which has a leather seat, and you covered it. B'shayish, I find it difficult to understand Rashi. Shikbo b'shayish, teshuva b'kikli avonim, shein mekab metuma. Once you overlay it with marble, it's not mekab metuma. But b'shayir behen mina pechisa or mina kipui. If the place where the hole developed or where it was overlaid, you left a certain amount on, still intact, still visible with the wood. Kedei hanochas cases large enough to hold the cups. Tame shadayin roy the malachtoi yishenu. Shadayin roy the malachtoi. It can still be. It's still usable for holding cups. It's for its original purpose, so it's not totally broken. It's not totally covered. Rudar mitzorach af. Probably put the gears in mokum. Yeah. Hanochas chatichas lechem ubasher. It has to be usable for food. V'loy lav shulchanu. It's on a table because the fact you can hold the cups there is not what its original purpose was for. It was made to hold the food also. But Alma, what do you see? Tzipuyav mevavloy. Feel the hakel b'koshkan la'achmer. So means the chipuy of wood of stone is metayarit. So koshkan the chipuy of metal should be metamit. So loishan ohatik tani tzipuy of mevavloy al ba'atze ach salgim shena choshev kolkach. So one of them differentiates between the kelim of ach salgim and kelim of mismit. So Mishlokish says that atzei chsalgim, the kipui is mevatlet, and not atzei mesamim or mismim. And that question was tzipui shenoimit. Shena mechuzik mimasperim, doesn't have, it's not strong with nails holding it together. Yafa. B'tarmer dahu, the mikdash will say to answer the kasha lav oimid, the case of the shulchan of the mikdash was not oimid, if that be such a difference. The more says that Rabbi Yochanan said there's no difference. The vasazin is safa la shulchan safa, it's the rim around the table. Rechonah kari eitz afkashu mitzupa, even though it's covered, the Torah refers to as eitz shulchan machaper laba mevachdos is archiv. Okay. They have second ones except for the and all of them are kabbal. They need tefillah except for the mizbeach hazav, mizbeach nechoshish, because they're karka. So how do you know that mizbeach nechoshish the chesiv mizbeach adamot hatzali? So the Torah refers to the mizbeach nechoshish as a mizbeach made out of earth. Mizbech Azov. That's where do you see that's compared to ground? Tchsiv Hamanorba Mizbechos Ishkush Mizbechos Zelazet. The pasuk puts together the Mizbechos in one word, so it means the Torah is equating the two of them as one. Zok Rashi. Achasin second. Line. The Torah refers to as Adama, the Mizbeach, Shemalan Lava Oilis, Vashlamim, Banam Mizbeach and Nechashis. Even though the Mizbeach was the man of Nechashis, the Pasuk refers to it as Mizbeach Adama Tassili. Okay, now the Chumash said, really, as it says, they're tor because they're like Karka. The Chumash say, because they're covered. Now, cover means sounds like they're agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. They're saying that it's Torah, but the reason is because they're covered with metal. And why covering metal make them Torah? Should make them tamei. Covered by midnei shem mitzupim because they're covered. Adarab, the opposite is true. Kiven the mitzupim nino. If they're covered, mitamu they should become tamei. So Mark gives two answers. Ema v'chachamim mitamim midnei shem mitzupim. So we add that word in. The Chumar actually arguing and said that the Mizbechos had a Tumah issue. Mibayis Seimu. The second pshat is they're saying that it's Tor, but they're saying the following. That Rabbonin the Reb Eliezer Kamri. So Eliezer said the reason why the Tor is because of like Karka. They said, "My daitach mishum the mitzupim." Why do you think that you need that there should be a question of tuma? Because the mizbeach hazov is overlaid with gold. I mean, again, it's made to be stationary. So this is why you think this is overlaid to be gold. Well, miftol botol tzipuyim gabayu. The tzipuy is irrelevant. In other words, mideshem mitzupim is like the rhetorical question about what are you worried about? The fact that it's mitzupim, that's not a problem. Sakrashi. Adam Mishum the Supim Nino to Nitmo. Dilav Mitsupa. Yeshlam Tara Mishum Kleetos Lanachas. The only concern you're going to have is because of the tipa. The tipa, doesn't make is a reason for tuma. So they said they're going like terribly as my day to chodil after time of the midik karinu adama. You learn that the reason why it's Torah is because it was referred to as adama. Otherwise, it means bechazov is tamei alvagav dosilenach even was made to say stationary. So you're worried about the layer. You're saying that the fact that it's stationary is irrelevant because the tzipui is mevatel the wood status and upgrades to a metal status. And that they answer back. The eights in the pasuk before is referring to the Mizbech is also. Lab Haikro, Nami Lama Kabli Tuma. Lab Haikro, Nami Lama Kabli. Which passage are you referring to? The pasuk refers to them. Oh, the pasuk refers to it like character. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avol, the second wide line of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avol, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Tivnicham in or Ur shall Gehenim shall let this be him. The fire of Gehenim does not impact him in Chacham. Kabbalchemer misalamandra. Remember from the animal called the salamandra, they probably translated salamandra, I hope. Good. My salamandra, my salamandra, she told us, Eish, he, as she says, that salamandra was a chaya which would develop in a place where you burn fire straight for 7 years straight. There would be a creature which would grow out of that. So the salamandra is a toldos ha'esh. It's a derivative of the fire. It's created by the fire. And a sach midama ein or shalat esboy. That the person who puts it on his skin, the fire can't affect him. Affect the person. So tamir chavim shekal guf an esh tiksiv haloi koy debarei ke'esh nu mashem. They're full of the Torah, which is like esh, so they become like esh. So, Tamir Chom, which have the power of fire behind, on them, so fire shouldn't affect them. Amrish Lakish, in Orsha Gehenim, shall let this even the Persha Yisrael. Not only does it affect them, not affect the Tamir Chachamim, it doesn't affect even the Persha, the people which are negligent in Klal Yisrael. That's why this piece is. It's, you wonder why the piece is positioned here, because we're going to go back to this thought process of Mizbech Hazov. Mizbech Hazov, Shenolov Ela Koeve Dinner. The thickness of the overlay on the Mizbech Hazov was the thickness of a coin, called the thickness of a dinner coin, of Zov of gold. So you imagine there's a fire burning on these bechas up. It's been burning there constantly for years and years and years and years and years. And the metal isn't so thick. Kabashadi many years. And Orsha let this burn. The fire doesn't diminish the gold. So Pasha Yisrael Shemalei and Mitzis Karim. Even the Pasha and Klai Yisrael are full of mitzvahs like Riemann. Even the Rekonim are like a piece of Rimon that they're full of seeds, this, they're full of mitzvahs.
I mean, we say Moshe Yisrael, you know. It sounds like the basically Shomrei mitzvos, and maybe they do some not such good things.
The worst of us.
Revolba has a very nice piece where he talks about, I think we discussed this recently. If the Pershim are Malayim, so if you're full, there's no room for that means not empty. So the tzidikim can't be fuller. Either you're full or you're empty. I mean, you can't say these guys are full and these guys are really full. I mean, they're full or you're full. So he brought a medrash. The medrash, I don't remember the exact lashon of the medrash. He wanted to differentiate between. Mitzvahs which a person has to go beyond their nature, and mitzvahs which fit the person's nature. So they do what comes easily. He says, so mitzvahs which come easily don't rise the person above his natural ability, etc. So he remains a this worldly person because he never went above teva. So he remains a tevadika person. As opposed to a person who pushes himself beyond his natural abilities or against his natural personality and changes himself and does mitzvahs which are not easy to do. So, because he brought a medrash that says that the poshim do mitzvahs kalas. They're Malayim, but they're Malayim with mitzvahs kalas, as opposed to with the mitzvah chamuras. Did that answer your question?
Okay, but if you're talking about somebody who is not Shomer Mitzvos, that's not who you're talking about.
Tosis grapples with the Poshim, and the Poshim obviously do a veris that, as it says, there's a madrega we had in Rosh Hashanah, Poshim Yisrael Begufa. So that's already a different story. Those, they're not included in this category.
Well, no, it's like
tefillin. That's a person that's not worth tefillin. It's over there, the Lashon is the more says the end of them is Gehenim Kolim, Behemian Kolim, they stay in Gehenim forever. Well, if nothing happens in Gehenim, it's like, what's the problem? I mean, you're not like nice to go to your neighbor, it doesn't sound like that. So he says it means they're Pershim Titzas.
What's that mean?
They're little negligent. So the Mizbeach, which is this very thin layer, the fire doesn't affect it. So the Poshim, which are full, it's not just a thin layer, it's a full thing. Alach has kama v'kama, many times more so that the fire should not affect them. Chalman Jezal Grashi, Chaya Nivras min Or, Kishabarim Eish B'mokim Echot Sheba Shonim Tomin B'li Hefzik. It's a fire, it's a creature which comes out of the fire being burnt in a place 7 years without any interruption. Chavi dinner zob d'aber muatz still a chaser zahava. The fire, the gold was not removed. Diminished from the heat. The nasa by nase and nase took place. It's a kavachamer to the parsha which are malayim mitzvahs kareem.